warning to the curious. The place on the east coast which the reader is asked to consider is Seaborough. It is not very different now from what I remember it to have been when I was a child. Marshes intersected by dikes to the south, recalling the early chapters of Great Expectations. Flat fields to the north merging into heath. Heath, fir woods, and above all, gorse inland. A long seafront and a street. Behind that, a spacious church of flint with a broad, solid western tower and a peal of six bells. How well I remember their sound on a hot Sunday in August, as our party went slowly up the white dusty slope of road towards them, for the church stands at the top of a short, steep incline. They rang with a flat, clacking sort of sound on those hot days. But when the air was softer, they were mellower too. The railway ran down to its little terminus farther along the same road. There was a gay white windmill just before you came to the station, and another down near the shingle, at the south end of the town, and others on higher ground to the north. There were cottages of bright red brick with slate roofs. But why do I encumber you with these commonplace details? The fact is that they come crowding to the point of the pencil when it begins to write of Seaborough. I should like to be sure that I had allowed the right ones to get onto the paper. But I forgot. I have not quite done with the word painting business yet. Walk away from the sea and the town, past the station, and turn up the road on the right.